Issues Etc. regular guests Pastor Matt Harrison, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, and Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be speaking at the premier worship conference of 2011, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare. It's July 27th through the 29th on the campus of Concordia University, Nebraska. For more information on the worship conference, Sing His Praise, His Love Declare, visit Seward2011.org or call 402-643-2983. Well, we've come to the end of the first hour here on Friday. That means time to reveal our picks for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Every week, I think we get another submission from someone listening to Issues Etc., at least one, someone who's writing a blog, who's been writing a blog for a long time or just started writing a blog, and they'd like us to read it and they'd like us to consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. You can do so as well if you're writing a blog. And it's very simple. All you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org. Go to the support page. At the bottom of that support page, you'll find the Issues Etc. widget. If you put it on your blog, if you can, please do so and let us know that your blog exists and that you have the widget there. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Then we'll start reading. And maybe, like these two, it'll get picked for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is a blog written by Pastor Larry Peters. It's titled Pastoral Meanderings. It's a blog post titled What Are We Afraid Of? It has to deal with when our fear of things Catholic make us less than Lutheran. He's got a great quote from C.F.W. Walther. Here it goes. It is true that of all the church bodies which have left the papacy, it is precisely the Lutheran Church which is accused of retaining many papal abuses and of having been the least successful in cleansing itself. It is pointed out, for example, that in our church, priestly clothing, church ornamentation, pictures, altar, crucifixes, candles, confession, the sign of the cross, and the like are still apparent. But my friends, whoever regards these innocent things as vestiges of the papacy knows neither what the papacy is nor what the Bible teaches. The very fact that the Lutheran Reformation was not aimed at indifferent adiaphora, but retained those things which were in harmony with God's word, shows that it was not a disorderly revolution, but a biblical reformation. For whatever did not agree with God's word was unrelentingly cleansed from the church by the Lutheran Reformation, even though it seemed to glow with angelic holiness. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Pastoral Meanderings by Pastor Larry Peters.
Well, Pastor Peters has done something no one else in the history of Issues Etc. has ever done. He has gotten both my attention and Jeff's attention for blog of the week by no coordination whatsoever. Jeff and I both picked separate posts from the same blog from Pastor Larry Peters, Pastoral Meanderings. Mine came with another Walther quote. I always like to pick people who quote great theologians. And this is from C.F.W. Walther, aforementioned. He's talking about uniformity in ceremonies, and it's tremendous. Here it is. The objection, what would be the use of uniformity of ceremonies, was answered with the counter question, Walther writes. What is the use of a flag on the battlefield? Even though a soldier cannot defeat the enemy with it, he nevertheless sees by the flag where he belongs. We ought not to refuse to walk in the footsteps of our fathers. They were so far removed from being ashamed of the good ceremonies that they publicly confessed in the passage quoted, quote, it is not true that we do away with all such external ornaments, end quote. I've observed, and this is just the way it is with theologians, good ones never have an original thought. It was, I think, last weekend I observed that the U.S. Armed Forces and the church practice uniformity for exactly the same reason. They're both on the battlefield. They both need, lives are on the line, even more seriously so in the case of the church, even more seriously than the armed forces. And uniformity serves the good purposes of both. So, well, first of all, you know whose side you're on, but also everybody is marching in the same direction. Everyone is fighting the same enemy. Everyone's aiming in the same direction. That's called uniformity. Now people say, yes, the church is marching in this direction. This is the church. If you've given up on the idea that the church is the church militant, then you're not going to want uniformity. You're going to think uniformity cramps your style, keeps you from carrying out ministry the way you think is most efficient or most effective. If you don't think you're a member of the church militant, you're rather than seeking uniformity and seeing yourself on the battlefield, you're going to be probably waving a white flag, tell you the truth, as many churches have. So Walther's quite right. Uniformity of ceremonies serves the same purpose as a flag on a battlefield. You don't win the battle with it. Can't defeat the enemy with it. But it does tell the soldier where he belongs, and we should not be ashamed to walk in the footsteps of our fathers. I love that quote. We should never be ashamed to walk in the footsteps of our fathers. Only a childish, infantile, adolescent generation of Christians sees the well-worn path that their fathers have trod and says, no, not for me. I'm going to be a pioneer. I'm going to find my own way. I can get there by a different route. Mature Christians, they see that path and they say, there's the path. Many Christians have walked it before. We see their footprints. Let's follow the way that they have gone. In the second hour of the program, Dr. John Wilch will join us. We'll remember along with the church on this Friday. The church remembers her on Saturday, Ruth. Then it'll be time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.